Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The flags honoring the 13 Marines who died due to Biden's incompetence were vandalized in California. And my question to you is, are you surprised? I doubt it. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. I'm going to say our website again. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. It's not like a prideful the, it's just the. It's just a regular old the. But I want you to go there and just take a look. I know you listen to me all the time, but I want you to go. And here's what I really want you to understand if you're listening to the program, how important you are. You downloading this show. Now, we've had an increase in our income because of it, but we need 20,000 people to download this show every single day. That'll get us going. And let me just give you some numbers. So we probably, I don't know what we average, but we probably average 1,000 downloads a day. And if we get that to 20, then I can bring on new staffers. And I can also increase the pay of my existing staffers who make pretty much nothing. They donate their time. And I tell you this because I want you to understand it doesn't take that many people. Let me put it in perspective. If 20,000 people a day download this show, our team makes about $1,000. 20,000 downloads brings $1,000. That's not a lot of people to generate that kind of coin. And then I can reward these people who've been with me, some of them for 4 or 5 years, and one of them for over a decade, making practically nothing. When I say we do this show for $0, I'm not exaggerating that one bit. Now, I'm not lamenting. I'm not like, oh, poor me. You know, that's not what I'm doing at all. I'm just telling you, if 20,000 people download this show, we make a grand. Let's just extrapolate that. If 200,000 people download this show, we make $10,000 a day. Think about that. That's not that many folks. 200,000 people. And we make 10 grand a day. Can you imagine what my team would do? How far our reach would be if we did that? 200,000. You wonder why they kicked me off social media? You wonder why these guys don't want to let my voice be heard? Because a small group of folks, and we are out there, you know, pounding our chests, putting a message out there. I want to begin again. The flags honoring 13 Marines who died due to Biden's incompetence were vandalized in California. Who would do this? People who serve their country honorably, wanting to get home. These are kids. Oh, they're tough. They're Marines, but they didn't go there to die. They were prepared to die, but not like that. Joe Biden couldn't get them out. But we live in a world, folks, where a portion of the country stands for nothing and they'll fall for anything. And they are vandalizing the flags. I was eating at a restaurant. They had 13 beers set up that they said, you know, to honor the fallen or whatever, with plates and all that. And then, you know, I think it was a Budweiser ploy. Of course, everybody's going to try to get their pound of flesh off of the thing because we all know how much leftists really love the troops, right? Joe Biden, hey, and God bless our troops and God bless America. It's just a platitude. They don't even believe it. I'm not saying Budweiser doesn't. They've always supported the troops, but you get my point. They want to get their pound of flesh. Flags hanging in California to honor 13 service members killed last month in a suicide bomb attack at the Kabul airport in Afghanistan have been vandalized. The memorial of 13 American flags and one Marine Corps flag was displayed on the fence of the Ivy Street overpass above the 91 freeway in Riverside, according to the Riverside Police Department. At some point, an observant citizen noticed the flags appeared damaged and they alerted the police. Damaged are flags of the military who fell trying to protect citizens of the United States who wanted to get out of a third world crap hole that we got put into for whatever reason. at the time. I'm not going to debate that. If George Bush felt we needed to be there, he was president, I'm fine with it. But when we made the decision to get out, do you want a brain-dead moron to get you out, or do you want a guy who graduated from Wharton and already had a track record of success to do it? Think you get it. Here's the thing about the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and this specific program, the part of the program that is part of our network that's dedicated to radio. And soon video, because we're going to locals, Dan Rubin's social media thing, and then we're developing our own social media site, but we're going to locals. But here's what I would say to you. You're going to hear a lot of bad news, folks. News that sets fake narratives. And we're going to help you discern the weed from the chaff. The landscape from the weed. Or, no, the wheat from the chaff. That's what I meant to say. Not the weed. Anyway, we're here to kind of guide you. And I say this because I don't want to appear that we know more. In some cases we do, in some cases we don't. That's not the point of it. The point of what we do here is to figure out what do we need to focus on. And here's what I'm going to say to you. Fear not, because while you'll hear a lot of bad stuff, I want you to understand God is in control, and you control your little ecosystem. And that little spot that you control, that 6-foot socially distanced area where you decide what gets heard, what gets seen, is the most important piece of real estate on the planet. You determine what's going to get out there, so to speak. But while you're here, I want you to understand this. You're at a training ground for conservatism. We are going to take the conservative values that you bring. We're going to hone those skills. We're going to sharpen you and then harden the steel, you know, like what's this show? With the forged in fire, we're going to forge you in fire, and we're going to send you back out to the masses to speak your truth, which is truth. But here's what I want to tell you. You better be prepared for war, metaphorical and otherwise. You are in a battle royale that you've never seen in your life. Folks, I know we talk about this. It seems like hyperbole, election after election after election. When Obama won, we thought, oh, you know, and now we've got Joe Biden. But I'm telling you, you are fighting for your freedom. And it's going to begin with these vaccinations, the vaccination wars, and what brain-dead moron Captain Demento, America's first crackhead president, talked about last night. Why? Because he wants to get away from the other stuff that he's done. He wants to have something that he hangs his hat on. Biden needs a win, and he's going to use this vaccine to try to get it. More when we get back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats want to force vaccinations. They're pulling out all the stops. I liken this to what they did to blacks in the mid-1900s, you know, 1940s, 1950s, certainly 1960s. Segregation, all kinds of stuff. Welcome. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com, 844-551-8255. We launched a project to liken what's happening in this country right now between the vaxxed and the unvaxxed to things that were happening to black people back during the days of black oppression, Jim Crow, and what Democrats are doing then. There is no difference. They forced us to do the Tuskegee experiment on black folks where they gave black men syphilis. They use a handful of people to try to get you to do stuff. It's no different. The only difference now is that it doesn't apply just to whites or blacks or gays or straights. It applies to everybody. We jokingly made the tagline, Emancipation 2. This time, even the white folks get freed. Over a decade ago, Dave Perkins and I came up with this slogan, and it is so fitting. Everybody is a slave to something. So, I mean, I'm telling you, don't even try to look, as conservatives, we can say, oh, they're not going to get to me or whatever. Let me ask you, what are you going to do? What was going to be your pushback? Have you thought about what you will do if these people pass more mandates? You can get a fake vaccination card. They're making that a federal crime. You could do time. You willing to do time? Or yeah, what are the outs? We all going to have to convert to Islam? What? You better be giving it some consideration, because I'm going to tell you something, and I said it earlier. You're in a war. Democrats are endless in their pursuit of whatever it is. And folks, let me tell you something. You can joke it with Austin Powers and Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil exists. We joke about it. Oh, come on, man. Dr. No, who, you know, somebody that wants to take over the world. How silly is that, makes Hollywood, right? Hollywood makes it appear. It's not silly at all. There are some people in this world who believe they need to dictate the entire policy of the world. These are people that are only going to live a short amount of time. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Jeff Bezos is now putting his money into figuring out how to make people live longer. Hey, black folks listening out there, you think that Jeff Bezos is working on this so you can live longer? You poor folks out there, you rubes that go for this global climate farce and all that, let me ask you, think about how antithetical it is to be talking about living longer when we're going to destroy the world. I'd love for AOC to comment about Jeff Bezos saying, hey, look, I'm going to put money into a consortium, a business that extends the longevity of man. Shouldn't she give him a warning that we aren't going to be here more than a decade? The world is over? Do you understand how antithetical what the left says? Jeff Bezos and AOC are lockstep with each other on many policies. But do you think they're in lockstep on how long the world's going to be around? Why do you think Jeff Bezos, the multi-billionaire who built Amazon and is over whatever this new space venture he's into, you think he believes, AOC, that we've only got a decade or so to be on the planet? Because he's not acting like it. And neither is anybody else that's got a brain. So their policies don't fit, but no matter how you slice it up, they all believe, they want to make you believe what they believe. Well, Jeff Bezos, I ask you, do you believe Donald Trump was an idiot and Joe Biden is a smart guy? And speaking of Jeff Bezos and thinking people can live a long time, he doesn't appear to be that afraid of the Wu flu. Not at all. You want to know why? Because Bezos is putting a fortune into understanding DNA and tweaking the things to make people live longer. You think he's doing it because he wants to have billions and billions and eventually trillions of people? Or do you think Jeff Bezos and the elites of this country are going to turn the lights out on certain select groups? I want you to think about the ability to turn the lights out on a criminal. People convicted of something and you say, well, inject them with DNA. This is your death sentence. And on that day, you can whatever they eat, drink, or whatever, boop, lights out. Now, it may seem like an appealing prospect, like, oh, man, Kevin, we don't have to execute them, burn them, hang them, shoot them, whatever. No, all you got to do is they take the next pill they take, lights out. Won't last a second. It'll be the most humane death you can have even imagine. There's a big cabal happening with vaccinations. It is so glaringly obvious that it's scary. They aren't even afraid to tell you. So, what do you think it is? If it's in your face, I mean, I can give you data out the wazoo. I've already given it to you if you listen to this program. Go back and listen to anything involving WooFlu and tell me where I went wrong. Call the show, 844-551-8255. Tell me where I went wrong. Send us a note at the still getting out the old email, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Send us a note. Tell me where we went wrong. Here's what Psaki said before Biden gave his speech. There will be new components that, sure, will of course impact people across the country because we're also all working together to get the virus under control to return to our normal lives. The normal lives. So Biden's remarks were talked about. Cases going up, hospitalization. I talked about the Delta variant that is getting more people infected, but it's killing less people. But it's highly contagious, and we don't know what it's going to do. So you better get your shot, even though, as I mentioned, the shot doesn't work against the Delta variant. And when asked if these new steps will affect American lives, here's what Psaki said. This is an ominous thing to hear. It depends on if you're vaccinated or not. Let me ask you, what do you think? Does it depend on if you've already got immunity because you got sick? Does it depend on that? Because I think that's a big deal. There's no science that will refute that the human body is better for fighting a pathogen than the lab. There's no science. I don't care what disease it is. You want to know how they fought it? They found a patient who survived, and that's how they went. That's how they develop the cure. So, what about us? Suddenly, here's what you're going to hear. Oh, no. There's only been this many. As I said, they've already fudged the numbers to tell you that fewer people have actually gotten the disease than have gotten it. More people have gotten WooFlu. I think it's probably close to 70, 80 million. When we come back, we're going to talk about this shrinking white population.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is ready for possible legal challenges to his new vaccine mandates.
Have at it.
visiting a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden noting he's so disappointed with some Republican governors and accused them of being so cavalier with the health of these kids. One governor who's not too happy with the mandates, Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem.
This is not a power that is delegated to the federal government. This is a power for states to decide. It's unbelievable what he is doing.
Fears of rising inflation continue after the release of a key economic indicator. The August producer price index rose 0.7% over July and 8.3% over August of 2020. The index measures prices charged by producers for goods such as washing machines and services. USA Radio News. During the 9/11 attacks, one of the hijacked planes was headed for the U.S. Capitol building until passengers fought back and crashed it in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now there's an award in honor of those brave passengers. Superintendent of Flight 93 National Memorial, Stephen Clark, explains the significance of that flight.
That was really the first counterattack, counterassault on terrorism, as George Bush said, President Bush said in the very beginning of this particular story. And what those 40 individuals did as a unit to try and go and take back control of that aircraft is something that I think the world needs to understand.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is siding with Apple, finding the iPhone maker's developer restrictions and 30% commission for digital goods and services doesn't violate the antitrust law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys remember that song, Short People? Short people got no reason to. Short people got no reason to live. Randy Newman wrote it. Well, maybe it's not just short people. Maybe it's white people. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, and this is a warning. Consider this a public service announcement to white people, because you're under fire. Oh, yeah. We need some sinister music here. Dun, 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 dun. You're under fire. Yep. For the first time, they've revealed, according to the last census, that white folks have, you're now under 60% of the U.S. population. For the first time on record, 20 million fewer white people alive today than 10 years ago. They're wiping you out, white folks. I'm not laughing at it. I mean, I feel bad. Luckily for me, it won't be before y'all, you know, before I die. It'll still be some white folks, because I hang out around a lot of you. No other reason than I just think you're kind of cool. I don't get the hype why everybody doesn't like you. But, oh, whoo, white Americans, under 60%. So white Americans now make up 57.8% of the country, according to the data that was released on Thursday, a decrease of over 6% since 2010. In 2010, you were, I think, 62.2% of the population, something like that. So anyway, at 6, no, you have to be more than that, because they say 6%, so you had to be 63. I've got a chart here that says 62%, but okay, whatever, 63, 64%. It was a lot more white people in 2010. Let's just put it that way. They said, that is the number of people who replied white alone, non-Hispanic, or Latino to the survey. Another group who just answered white alone make up 61% of the country, according to this data map that they were talking about. They say the white population is still the largest in the country at 204.3%. 204.3 million. But that number is down from 223.6 million in America. So it isn't, you know, Armageddon, but it's a sign And the war is still on with you white folks. If you haven't noticed, you're under fire. So the second largest group, they say, is Hispanics, which make up 62 million or 18%. The third are African Americans, which represent 12.1% of the country. Get this, down from 13% in the 2010 census. So blacks have lost 0.9% of our population. That, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys know the numbers, but black folks at the turn of the 20th century were 19.2% of the population. We're now down to 12.1%. 7.1% of black folks are disappeared. Think about 7 to compared to 19. That's almost a third of black people are no longer, you know, in other words, we are shrinking. Anybody want to take a guess how we're shrinking? Huh? Planned Parenthood? Huh? Margaret Sanger? Huh? Leftism? Anybody got any suggestions? So the Hispanics are grown. They're 62 million. They're 18%. I don't know if that's up or down, but I'm gonna say it's up probably. And blacks are down. In case the Democrats can't be more clear, black people, they are replacing us with the Hispanics. Africa's a long way away. And I don't care how many lotto tickets they give out to come to America. Mexicans can just walk across the border. Central Americans can just walk across the border. Oh, lordy, lordy. Let's see. They said the only, generally, the population is becoming more diverse, with people responding that they are of some other race than white, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, or Pacific Islander than before. I'm believing that that's probably people checking the box that says American. They said the only states where the majority of the population is non-white are California. They're majority Hispanic, 39.4%. D.C., a black majority, which isn't a state, by the way, 40.9%. Hawaii, Asian is the majority, 36.5%. New Mexico, Hispanic is the majority, 47.7%. And Puerto Rico, which has a population of 98% Hispanic. So I did a little research, because I always like to do a little more. And I wanted to find out where all these white people are. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I go to most places, white people are not the defense. You know, if you go to Chicago, it isn't like you see a bunch of white. Go to New York and tell me it's overwhelmingly white. New York is overwhelmingly brown. But anyway, here's what they said. On the 2000 census form, race and ethnicity are distinct questions. A respondent who checks the Hispanic or Latino ethnicity box must also check one or more of the five official race categories. Of the 35 million Hispanic or Latinos in the 2000 census, a plurality of 48.6% identified as white. 48.2% identified as other, most of whom are presumed of mixed races such as mestizo or mulatto, and the remaining 3.2% identified as black or other races. So with Hispanics, 48.6% of them identified as white. So whites are getting a whole group of brown people in their mix. So I've already looked into this. I looked into this a long time ago because I kept asking myself. I remember when I finally said, how many white people are there to be so, you know, for people to be so mad at them? Because there's 1.6 billion Chinese. There's 1.3 billion Africans. That's a lot. The United States was 300 million, give or take, 328 now. Scandinavia is pretty small. I mean, where are the white people so popular? I mean, there's Canada, but that's not even that super white. What? Give me the super white populations of the world and tell me how many there are. Because between the Arabs, the Africans, and the Chinese, you got a lot of brown people. And let's not forget the Hispanics, the Latinos. So exactly how many white folks are there? And I was shocked to learn the number of people who are called white in the U.S. So, for example, I just gave you the Hispanics. Almost half of them identify as white. You remember when George Zimmerman, when he killed Trayvon Martin, they were, oh, he's a white Hispanic. They didn't want to tell you the dude was a Latino that killed a black dude. Let me go on, though, because this will blow your mind. Under the U.S. Census definition and U.S. federal agency, individuals with ancestry from North Africa are considered white. I know. You would think an African. Yep. It said the EEOC regulation also explicitly defines white as original peoples of Europe, North Africa, or the Middle East. Anybody, folks, that is an Arab from Northern Africa, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, etc., they are all considered white folks. I remember reading about this and I wrote about it. I said, wow, so white people are getting credited for some brown folks. In certain parts of the South, I'm reading this, during the Jim Crow era, Italians occupied a racial middle ground within the otherwise unforgiving binary caste system of white over black. Though Italians were viewed as white for purposes of naturalization and voting, their social standing was that they represented a problem at best. Their racial status was impacted by their appearance, and they did not act white, engaging in manual labor ordinarily reserved for blacks. Italians continued to occupy a middle ground in the racial order through the 1920s. But here's my point. Italians are considered white because they're European. Do Italians look white to you? Come on, Barbarino, tell me. In the 2014 census, they had a new racial category for Middle Eastern and Northern African Americans. The category required approval by Congress, but, as I said, Northern Africans, Barber, Cop, Egyptian, North African Oregons, they are the Arab American groups the most numerous in the United States, and they are considered white. Folks, white people have been disappearing a long time. They've been cooking the books to make you believe you're the majority people because that way they can come down on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson talking about white folks shrinking. And I don't mean getting smaller in stature. Well, that too. You are shrinking because you're getting smaller in stature. And it's your own doggone fault because you won't fight for yourselves. 844-551-8255. Well, I can't say that totally true. Maybe you haven't had your backs pushed far enough against the wall, because I have seen white folks come out swinging. Yeah, I mean, the American Revolution, it wasn't Chinese that started that. It wasn't black folks. It was disgruntled whites. And the people would come over here and say, you know what, British, we've had enough of you. Glad you guys stuck with me. We're talking about the shrinking population of white folks, and I just took you through the crazy notion, the lie. Folks, the lie that white people are such a big population. White people are the problem all over the world, right? Everybody's afraid about the browning of their cultures. That's why Arabs are completely dominating Europe now and Scandinavia, because they white people want to show, we're very forgiving. We don't really care. Look at what we're doing here. And I tell you white folks all the time, y'all need to not be so tough on yourselves. Everywhere you are, it's very civilized. Very civilized. Where you're not, it's not quite as civilized. You don't have to believe me. Just look it up. Look at countries like Finland, Norway, Sweden, etc. I'm not saying they don't have criminals, but it's highly civilized. But look at Central America. Look at Latin America in general. Look at Africa. Look at the Middle East. It's not quite as civilized. Look at Pakistan. These brown people get together. Look, I'm not trying to be racial. I'm just giving you this. This is observational. White folks go places and they say, let's be civilized. Let's communicate. Let's talk. I can tell you this firsthand as a kid growing up, a black kid growing up, losing his mom. I didn't get any counseling. Nobody. Hey, Kevin, let's sit down and talk. One of my friends is my son's best buddy. His dad died just unexpectedly, 49 years old. And he comes home the other day. He says, yeah, my friend, I'm not going to say his name, but he says his mom's making him go to therapy. And we were talking about it at the house, and I said, good for her. And my son goes, yeah, he doesn't like it. I said, he doesn't have to like it. He better be glad he's got a mom that understands that he doesn't get it all. That he doesn't understand the impact of losing his dad at 14 years old, and there can be serious implications. See, I didn't get that at 5. My mother died, and it followed me. It haunted me. It haunts me to this day. So white people are civilized. They're like, look, we understand the mind, the human condition. And they get despaired, just like the Jews. I talk to my Jewish friends. I'm like, I don't get y'all. You have made unbelievable, contributions to mankind in science and technology and medicine. And you're hated. Black folks, we gave you a few things. We gave you jazz and some hip hop and, some pretty cool dance moves. But I mean, really? In comparison? I'm not even trying to be mean. I'm proud to be black. I think we've done amazing stuff and we've built this country and we are as much a part of the fabric of it. And we marketed America. Jesse Owens going to the Olympics and telling Hitler, you're wrong, man, about this Aryan nation crap. We needed that dude at that time, and it was hugely important. She probably should have gotten the Nobel Peace Prize for that. So I'm not diminishing us in any way. I'm just saying white folks have made some pretty significant contributions, and man, the Jews, don't even get me started. Oy vey, oy, forget about it. I mean, that's Italian, but you know what I'm talking about. Look, why are you hating on yourselves, white folks? I don't get it. You're hating on yourselves. Your kids don't want to be white. Your parents are apologizing, trying to help every, got to help the black man, got to help the this, that. You've done okay. I know where you live. I hang out with you. You are not mean-spirited. You're not doing bad things. And let me tell you, you're not doing drive-bys in black neighborhoods. You're not impregnating young black girls and walking away from them and becoming baby daddies. You're not doing that. You're not shooting up the hood. You're not oppressing black people and trying to keep them out of school. You know what? I have so many white folks that donate money. Say, Kevin, please find these underprivileged kids and get them into some good colleges. Get them great educations. Kevin, get them out there and show them some really cool things that life isn't the way. Please expose them. I mean, white folks. When we were running this adoption charity, Melissa and I got 1,000 kids adopted. You know who was helping? 99, but certainly over 80%. White folks were helping get these inner city kids, mostly black. 72% who were black, 28% other, which, by the way, very few white kids, but We were helping get these kids adopted as whole families, and it was white folks doing it that had better things to do. They had a lot more money than I had. But they came and would serve on the board. They'd go find us sponsors. They'd go find us people to donate, gift certificates, all kinds of stuff. Out there working their butts off. They got families. They got jobs. They have other things they want to do, but they were giving back. And they weren't doing it because they were like, well, we want to help the poor little black people. They did it because they wanted to do it. But you hear AOC and Americans, white people are afraid of the browning of America, the browning of America, the browning of America happened a long time ago. And people are still, you white folks are still out there, oh man, I feel so bad being white. Oh my gosh, why was I born white? Why was I cursed with being born white? I don't get it. You will never make me feel bad for being born the way I'm born. Never. There is nothing you could tell me. Kevin, black people used to kill people and they used to... Really? Wow. Amazing. Why are you telling me that? Kevin, black people were slaves. They were lynched by other people. Subservient. You know, they were lack of civil rights. They were whipped and beaten and accused of crimes they didn't commit and all that. Wow, and yet we still survived. And yet here I sit in front of a microphone talking to white folks trying to tell y'all, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? I don't know if I'm playing Dr. Phil for you or whatever, but I'll just gonna tell you, you got nothing to be ashamed of. What's Dr. Phil saying? I don't know the little terminologies when he's telling people, how's that working out for you? I know he says that. So I say to you white folks, how's that working out for you? You know, you got people teaching critical race theory right in front of your face. White people were oppressive, you were mean, you were whatever. And you live in the same land, no matter how mean you white people were. Let me just help you put it in perspective. No matter how mean you were, we still are now on equal footing. You suck at being mean, white people. You suck at oppression. You're terrible at oppression. If I'm going to keep you down, I'm going to keep you down forever. I'm going to read books on people, how to keep a person down forever. And it ain't going to be written by a white person because y'all suck at it. You can't keep people oppressed. You let a black man become president. You let a black dude dominate golf. What is wrong with you white people? You suck at oppression. You let a series of black people dominate basketball, a game invented by a white man. And as I said, golf, the Scottish, come on, Scottish, should be ashamed of yourselves. Tiger Woods being the best golfer. But then black people should be ashamed of ourselves, too, because Eminem's a top rapper. I mean, we ain't exactly free in all of this, right? Jeez. White folks coming down on themselves, man. No wonder your population is shrinking. And then, as I said earlier, you let them include everybody. They got Northern Africans. Have you looked at somebody from Tunisia or Algeria or Egypt? The Middle East? These are white people? By what standards? Oh, and hey, white people, dirty little secret. You're not all white. Yeah, there's a skunk in the woodpile, as they say. You're not all white. Do your ancestry. Some of you got a little bit of black blood. Back in the day, they called it the one drop rule. If you had one drop of black blood, you were black. I mean, you were black. As a black person, for when the massa would rape one of the slave women, and the little child was born a mulatto, half black. No sirree, Bob. Black child. And I don't care how diluted your genealogy became, because black folks, we passed back in the day and we started looking more white. You know, the ones that were light-skinned, the Lena Horne types, they could pass. You got a drop of black blood, you're considered black. That's what the eugenicists believe. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.